This is John Batchelor, conversation with Seth Franzman of the Jerusalem Post. His new book, The October 7 War, tells the story of the origins of Hamas, and from October 7th until the middle of the spring, 2024. Importantly, here Seth gives us the quick version of where Sinwar, the boss of the raid on October 7th, the man who holds out somewhere in Khan Yunis now, inside Gaza, where Sinwar came from, and how it was that he rose so quickly to command Gaza the last decade. Seth Franzman on Sinwar, the last leader of the murder gang, now in hiding somewhere in Gaza, searched for all the time by the IDF. More of this later in the week.
Yeah, so Sinwar spent a long time in Israeli prisons. He learned Hebrew. He learned all sorts of other things. He certainly learned a lot about Israel. And he was released in 2011 as part of the Shalit deal. Let's remember that Hamas came to power in 2006 or so, after Israel left Gaza and took out Israelis that lived there. Hamas won the legislative elections in the Palestinian Authority. And then they basically carried out a coup in Gaza in 2007 against Fatah. And prior to doing that, they kidnapped Gilad Shalit. They kidnapped Shalit, by the way, prior to actually taking over all of Gaza, which is a testimony to how powerful they already were. Gaza was supposed to be part of the Palestinian Authority, and we're supposed to have, you know, European peacekeepers or whatever on the border with Egypt and things like that. Hamas had already grown so powerful. They kidnapped Gilad Shalit in a raid across the border into Israel. They held him from 2006 to 2011, and then there was this deal where like 1,000 Palestinians were released, including a whole bunch of people that went on to be very important in Hamas in Gaza, and Yahya Sinwar is the worst example of it. So he very quickly became the leader of Hamas in Gaza, and the other guys that had been running it, like Ismail Haniyeh, ended up living in Doha and Qatar after traveling around other places in the Middle East.